and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
My ass is a weblog. 10th anniversary edition. 10 years ago today. 10 years. Stating the obvious, ran an essay I wrote called My Ass is a Weblog. If the name doesn't make any sense to you, that's because it's a now impossibly obscure joke, based on another now impossibly obscure joke. Alas, the actual contents of the piece have aged just about as well. Time is a brutal editor, and the past decade has rendered My Ass is a Weblog true in only one way. They've both gotten gigantic. In the article, one claimed that this new weblog nonsense, while useful in its niche, wasn't deserving of all the hype that was being heaped on it. How could it be? People were claiming that weblogs, the word blog, had been coined in early 1999, but I couldn't bring myself to use it yet. Would pen journalism reach millions, bring people together, drive people apart, change the world? Blogs weren't just a future, but a future. Blogs, went the proponents. Blogs, whatever that ultimately means. Ha, I spat. You naive optimistic nincompoops. Ha, over the years, I've eaten my share of crow about My Ass is a Weblog, starting from its first anniversary, and all of it is justified. Out of everything I've ever written, this one essay is the most profoundly, spectacularly wrong. Wrong in spirit as well as specifics. If anything, the most naive, optimistic nincompoops were too timid. In fact, it's how wrong My Ass is. And you can write your own joke here. That has given it life long past what it would have earned otherwise. Anybody remember my devastating takedown of WAP? No, of course not. Nobody's writing books about the history of WAP. Nobody cares. But blogs? Those of us who were wrong about blogs are cultural curiosities, the same way that those who cling to newspapers or the second Bush administration are cultural curiosities, as eyeballs and idiots who willingly stand on the wrong side of history. Heck, I've earned the title Dead Horse many, many times, but My Ass is a Weblog is the only reason that the Wall Street Journal called me one. Hooray? Yeah, sure. Hooray. You need some historical example of short-sighted, self-satisfied chimp? I'm your man. Weblogs one, happily rolling over the petty doubts, and even pettier cynicism of people, like me, rolling over everything that could have kept them from becoming what they have become, both good and bad. Today, a decade on, I know countless people who have made their reputations from blogs, made their living from blogs, made their friendships from blogs, made their marriages from blogs. Blogs have figured into almost all our lives the way that schools and neighborhoods have, the way friends and co-workers have, the way good books and bad TV have. They're integral to who we are, what we've become. Blogs, go the proponents, this time as valedictory. Blogs, whatever that ultimately means. And there's a lesson in that. Passion one, enthusiasm one, being in the right place, at the right time, with the right tool one. World-changing one. I think that cynicism has a better record than anybody is willing to admit, but the people who created weblogs, and the software that makes them go. And the list is too deep, and too wide to even begin counting them here. One. And I'm glad for it. My Ass is a Weblog, and somebody, somewhere might want to hear what it has to say.
The text of this story is available at yod.com. Theme music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.